C'est à Série La Radio, partenaire média du festival Sérimania.
J'ai l'honneur d'interviewer Jakob Weidemann et Jonas Weidemann, créateurs et producteurs de la série allemande A Thin Line, une avant-première internationale ici dans la section Panorama pour cette série Originals de Paramount Plus. Hi guys, thanks very much to be with us today.
Hi. Thank you.
So this very nervous thriller is about cyber activism and environment protection. Who wants to pitch us the series?
A Thin Line is actually the story of two twin sisters, Anna and Benny, who are, as you said, cyber activists for the environment, and they run an anonymous leaking platform called Climate Leaks, where they expose environmental crimes. And when they break into the Ministry of Transportation in Germany and steal 30 secrets about the minister, the police gets onto them, and one of them is arrested and the other one goes underground. And then they grow more and more apart as one becomes more and more radical and the other has more and more doubts about if that is the right way. I don't want to spoil more of it, so you should watch it. Yeah, it's about climate activism and the thin moral lines. How far do you have to go? How far are you allowed to go? Which is the line you can never cross?
A thin line, yeah. So, who had the idea of it and why? I suspect, of course, that there are many, many reasons, I mean, what we live currently, but what has been the initial input?
The subject matter, the topics, we wanted to create a show about cyber activism. We were very interested in the hacking aspects, in the details of that, how our digital world is so deeply intertwined with our physical world everywhere already, and how the climate catastrophe, obviously, we perceive as the most pressing topic of our times, and the young generation that lead the environmental movement and our climate activists are so kind of digital natives and so used to those tools that we found those were two topics that that go along well and give room for a great kind of, you know, entertaining show in the thriller aspect, the genre aspect as well. As you said, it's a nervous, fast-paced thing, and that gives room to, you know, talk about political issues that interested us.
And then it came as the subject was first, maybe for us it's very important that you deliver it and that you can go as an audience through it very close to the characters. So the main conflict, we being brothers, had the feeling starting off with two twin sisters being very close to each other, having the same goal, but then throughout the whole series, they have to, like, being so much apart from each other is the biggest emotional conflict we can directly set up with a family situation.
Yeah, and it's actually for us, finding the characters or defining them and their emotional journey is the most important, because when you start with a topic, it's the trap that you can always fall into is that it becomes too topical, and of course to make a good TV show, what I feel the most important is the characters. So I would always pitch it as the story about the two sisters and not a story about climate change or climate activism, because you have to root with those characters, and that's what we can do with fictional storytelling. You know, attach you emotionally to the journey of a character, and then by that talk about topics that interest us. And
you could be topic-centric because so many things happen, it's very active, but it's true that immediately we feel there is a strong relation between the sisters, and we don't really identify at the beginning who is really the stronger, because there is one more technical and the other is more maybe social, and then, yeah, there is a split, and I'm not spoiling because very quickly, I mean, the thin line appears. So that's interesting, because from the very beginning we see these two characters having a different journey. I don't know how far it will go. It will be very interesting for us to go to the end also, because there is clearly a story between the characters. So this theme echoes current debates, of course, digital and hacking. I mean, we have this touch of Mr. Robot somewhere in the show, but also the eco thrillers. That is a trend here we see more and more in Series Mania, but not so many series to date on the subject. Have you been influenced by specific series, movies, maybe documentaries or books, or how did you make your research to be very credible and, you know, on that subject?
Yeah, books, I would definitely say. We did a lot of research. We did interviews, spoke to activists, of course, but also hackers, also journalists. We had a group of different kind of consultants, and we led interviews. We led interviews also with the German Cybercrime Unit, and how's their police work actually, you know. So it's important, and we wanted it to feel grounded and it's not a, you know, it was not supposed to be a sci-fi show in that sense. So that was important for us, and it's a huge honor if you say, you know, you feel the Mr. Robot touch there, because that was a show I love, definitely. But of course, it has a very different kind of topic and theme and characters that it talks about, so it would not be a reference in that sense. But there have been books in the climate activism or climate debate. There's one book I could name, which is called How to Blow Up a Pipeline by Andreas Malm, which was published in the time around when we started working on that subject. Because I would say it's less an ecological thriller than I would say it's about activism, and that was something that interested us, and we felt very current in the debate. Like, where does activism go, and in a topic that is so huge, and the threat that is perceived is so pressing and so ticking. What does that do to activism if you realize that the world is not changing fast enough to meet that threat, and the frustrations that builds up, and
yeah, because there is a thin line. You would think at the beginning it's Abel and Cain, a good part, a good side and a bad side, but then you don't really know, is it the moral on one, the society moral, the duty we have to take this into, you know, to be active and concerned about it. So there is no choice, you know, and everybody has to make up his mind, I suppose.
And if that happens, as you just described it, then it's like what we wanted. Because talking about so important social issues to with a fictionalized work, then you want the audience to have the possibility to see and feel the different kind of perspectives, which in real life is much harder. There's a case, and then you have to like take sides often. So it's kind of, that's what we wanted.
All right. So this is a Paramount Plus original series released in Germany and very soon all over Europe. A last question. Did you know from day one it would be an international show like it will be? And did you make something specific to make it international?
Yes, we knew from the beginning when Paramount approached us and wanted to make that show with us. It was clear from the beginning that they wanted to make it a global show. That did not influence us in the way we would have told it different if it had been only for a German audience. And we also worked with a German team of Paramount, so it was not influenced by them in a kind of direct relationship that, you know, American Paramount team would have come to us and say, you need to make it in this and that way. And it was a great relationship working with them, and because we started, it was, you know, we really developed it in a very short timeline side by side with them.
Okay, excellent. So we're looking forward to watching, you know, a thin line on all European screens. Thanks a lot. I wish great success here for the series in the competition and also for the upcoming distribution in France, in Europe and in the world. See you soon on Beta Série La Radio. Merci encore.
Merci.
Beta Série La Radio, partenaire média du festival Série Mania.